It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from their eyes showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow white stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean.
She landed in the nasty part of town.
wander through the streets along the chilly lake. And that lake beside the town, at last a peaceful woman, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank and sipped her teeth into her eyes, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of a laughing man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless.